is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to give God thanks tonight by just saying, I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could care half as much. Yet you thought my soul was worth it. So you gave your only
you recognize me and bring me up from behind. I know it don't seem right to the others standing there. That's the thing about favor. Favor just ain't fair. I don't know why
he favors me,
but I like to testify.
He favors me.
I don't mean to brag.
He favors me.
And I don't mean to make you mad.
He favors me.
Even when I do wrong,
he favors me.
He keep blessing me right
he
on.
He favors me.
I don't have ways to
he favors me.
And that's why I don't deserve
he favors
it. Favor just ain't fair, y'all, but it
sure does
feel good.
God's favor is the same way. It's all about his love. He don't give it because of, but he does it in spite of. And even when I'm wrong, and even when I forget to pray, for some reason or another, he tends to favor me anyway. I don't know why
he favors
but
me.
Let me testify.
He favors me.
I don't mean to brag,
he favors me.
And I don't want to make you mad.
He favors me.
Even when I do wrong,
he favors me.
He keeps blessing me right
he
on.
Favors me.
And that's why I know I don't deserve it. I don't know why he does it. I wish I understood. All I know is favor just ain't fair. But y'all know what? Can I get a witness in here tonight? Y'all help me say,
I don't know why
he favors me.
But let me testify.
I don't mean to brag.
And I really don't mean to make you mad.
Everyone I do wrong,
he keeps blessing me right on.
I don't have a way to serve him.
And I know that I don't deserve it.
I don't know why, y'all.
Lord, I wish I understood.
But all I know is
favor. All I know is
favor. Feel good.
But you know what? We don't do anything to justify his favor. We don't sing well enough. We don't pray enough. He just gives it to us. Tell him, say,
I don't deserve it.
He favors me.
No, I didn't earn it.
He favors me.
It's so good, it's on my own.
He favors me.
The reason he loves is still unknown.
He favors me.
If I could explain it,
he favors me.
Lord, I surely would.
He favors me.
All I know to say tonight,
he favors me.
God has sure been good.
He favors me.
I can't explain why.
He favors me.
I don't even begin to try.
He favors me.
Look at the home overseas.
He favors me.
That is, it could have been me.
He favors me.
To complain about the place I live, but Lord, you always bless me to pay my bills. I don't know why you do it, but I just want to say thank you for blessing little old me.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
Today's weather is brought to you by the Bargain Box for all of your appliance and furniture needs. Located at 1604 Military Highway in Pineville, 318-704-0020. The Bargain Box, helping your house feel like home.
This is Wade in the Weather Center with our Thursday forecast. For Alexandria, look for thunderstorms with a high at 77 and a low at 51. Strong thunderstorms for Natchez, Mississippi, with a high at 77 and a low at 51. Lake Charles will have morning thunderstorms with a high at 77 and a low at 54. A 92% chance of thunderstorms in Monroe with a high at 75 and a low at 51. And in Shreveport, morning thunderstorms with a high at 74 and a low at 49. And that's a look at our Thursday weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
I don't bother nobody. I don't have time to sing at all, but I'm going to sing just a little bit. I try to treat everybody right, but my friends make fun of me. They'll do you like that sometime. They even try to stab me. Oh, Lord. In my back. Can I sing it? Do I have time to say a little bit? I'm going down. Don't get in on her. Lord, on my knees. Yes, I am. I'm gonna stay there. How many of you gonna stay there? Until the storm is gonna face over. Oh, Lord, in my life. Oh, oh, Lord, help me. I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna leave you alone. Listen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. I'm so fooled, I can't hardly sing this song. But you got to step out on hope, believing that God will make a way. And remember I told you, I'm going down. Thank you. sometimes. Your sisters and brothers don't treat you right. They just don't understand. They make you feel so bad inside. When they turn their backs on you and walk away. But I tell you, I tell you, God won't leave you. He won't leave you. He won't leave you. You may not have a house or call a home, but I tell you, God said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It doesn't matter where you are, God is gonna be right there.
She got on her knees. be somebody. After about 8 long years, that son came home. He said, Mama, I'm a doctor now. I've got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher. Yeah, I'm told tonight. They told that Mama, we want you to come and live with us. Help us to take care of our children. As the years went on by, and their children grew up, I'm told tonight, even though they were at school age, that school teacher went to her husband and said, honey, your mama's in the way now. I think you ought to get rid of her. We can get somebody else to do this job. There are other young girls in college that can work their way through school on this very job. Your mama uses bad English. She uses this and that and ain't and it. I'm trying to teach my children to use good language. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. That son went to his mama. Said, Mama. Yeah. I was talking with my wife. And she seemed to feel now that you're getting in the way around the house. We don't have anything else left to do. You're using bad English. We don't want this to rub off on our children. I'm gonna take you to an old folk home. Yeah, yeah. I'm told tonight that Mama began to cry. She looked at her hands. They were all worn and wrinkled. She had worked her fingers for that son. Oh, yes, she had. She began to pack her clothes up. And whispered in her ear, say, you see that old lady? It hasn't been worth it. Look at all you've done for this boy. He's getting ready to throw you out. Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. Wait a minute. Then Mama packed her clothes, tears streaming down. Good God Almighty. That son came back to a choir and tried to make things sound good. He said, Mama, room out there. I'm going to have you color television. You're going to have nurses around the clock. Look at him trying to make it sound good. You're going to have everything that you want. That mama just kept on packing. She just kept on crying. Lord. On the next day, the son knocked on a door. So mama, I'm ready to take you now. Then mama walked out of the house. Got in that long limousine. They started down the road, going to that old folk home. Glory be to God. I'm told tonight, while she was riding, she just kept on crying. That son tried to fix it up. He said, Mama, don't cry. Everything is gonna be all right. Glory be to God. I'm gonna come and visit you every day. I'm gonna bring the children by every now and then. But then Mama just kept on crying. Lord. And by the time they'd gotten almost there, that Mama looked up the road and saw an old ragged car coming. Yeah. And by the time that car got there, that Mama looked over that old ragged car and spotted that old no good son. She said, wait a minute, son, hold on. I thought I saw my son going by. Greeted one another with a kiss. That old no good son said, Mama, I was on my way to see you. How have you been doing? Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. That son pulled his brother over and said, Brother, where are you taking my mama? I want to know where you're going with my mama. That doctor told his brother, said, Brother, let me explain it to you. Mama's old folk, and she's old timey. She gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. Glory to God. I'm successful now. Look at me. I'm wearing good suits. Yeah. And I'm in the big society clothes. Lord Jesus. I'm taking Mama to the old folk home. Yeah.
Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellysServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Hello, I'm Marla Gibbs. Dr. Charles Drew, the brilliant black physician who pioneered blood preservation and founded the blood bank, bled to death following an auto accident. Why? Because a white ambulance driver refused to carry him to a nearby hospital, where his life could easily have been saved by the very methods he pioneered. This is a page from Black History Notes. We'll be right back after this.
It's tax time, and you've got big dreams, but it's going to take big money to accomplish those big dreams. That's why Big Money Taxes is there to help you. Big money, big money, big money is what you want. 318-445-9953 or 318-290-7302. Those numbers will help you to get big money. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can phone for appointment. Big Money Taxes, located 91 Texas Avenue in the heart of Alexandria, Louisiana, is waiting for you. You've got your mind on your money, and you've got money on your mind, but time is of the essence. They're willing to help you get every dime that you worked hard for and that you earned. The professionals at Big Money Taxes have years of experience, so what are you waiting for? Big Money Taxes, located 91 Texas Avenue, Suite A in Alexandria. Phone 318-445-9953 or 318-290-7302. You need big money, big money, big money taxes, 91 Texas Avenue in Alexandria. Big Money Taxes is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO.
And if you haven't already got that stimulus check, Big Money Taxes can help you with that also.
I'm Marla Gibbs for Black History Notes. During his 46 years of life, Dr. Charles Drew, chief surgeon and head of staff at Freedman's Hospital in Washington, D.C., developed ways of preserving blood plasma and storing it in blood banks for emergency use. It was one of the most revolutionary advances in medical history. During World War II, Dr. Drew organized a blood collecting service for the British that saved thousands of injured servicemen in need of blood transfusions. He did the same work for the U.S. in 1942. Unbelievably, the American Red Cross segregated the blood of Negroes until they were pressured and reminded quite firmly that it was a Negro doctor who had developed the revolutionary technique in the first place. And that was another interesting page from Black History Notes. I'm Marla Gibbs. Thank you for listening.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
They'll call it a mystery.
Victory.
We'll be right in history. It's gonna be
victory.
There'll be signs on top of signs, just so you know that
history
is saying victory.
Is with me.
Oh, let them laugh about it. Don't worry what the doubters say. Yes, it's an uphill battle, but guess who else is playing? The next time y'all.
to the Lord, and he heard my plea. He gave me new life. I needed an answer, and he heard my cry. He gave me new life, new life. That's what he gave, new life. He sent my way. He let me know that I'll be okay. New life, and it starts today. Yes, I prayed to the Lord, and he heard my plea. He gave me
new life.
Oh my, I needed an answer, and the Lord heard my cry. He gave me
new life. New life.
That's what he gave.
That's what he gave.
New life. He sent my way.
He sent my way.
He let me know that I'll be okay. Oh yes,
it starts today.
One more thing, I needed to be changed from my wicked ways. The Lord gave me rising and falling in the same day. He gave me new life. Mama, she told me to come take her to the emergency room because something is wrong. Something is wrong with me. Got her to the hospital, and the doctors began to run tests on my mama, and they could not tell me what was wrong. All they knew is that as fast as they would give her blood, that same blood would run from her body. They rushed her to the ICU ward, and one day the doctor had nerve enough to tell me, Mr. Kennedy, you may need to call all your family around. Because your mama not looking good. But what that doctor didn't know, that Willie Mae baby boy was able to get a prayer through. I got down on my knees right there in the ICU ward. The doctors and the nurses were all around. I began to tell the Lord, to my mama, and I begin to plead the blood of Jesus all around my mama's bed, and I got a praise report. The doctor said she wouldn't get well, but I got a praise report.
WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair.
Any car, anytime. Foreign or domestic.
Mercedes-Benz.
Lexus.
BMW.
Jaguar.
Audi.
Acura.
Volvo, and many others.
Conveniently located at 3119 Masonic Drive, Suite C in Alexandria. All work is guaranteed and warranted for up to 30 days. For all of your maintenance needs on foreign or domestic automobiles, it's WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair. You can reach Willie or Lisa Brown at 318-416-2158 or 318-451-2305.
We've been repairing cars for over 15 years.
Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and by appointment only on Saturday. WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair, 3119 Masonic Drive, across from the zoo in Alexandria. Another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
KAYT KQJO is proud to present a new show highlighting Stop the Violence. Fred Burgess of the Alexandria chapter of Stop the Violence is partnering with this station to bring the message of nonviolence to our communities. The show will discuss intervention through youth recreation and how we can stem the tide of violence in our communities. The first show will air March 1st, beginning at 6 p.m. We encourage you to be informed and involved. Stop the Violence Alexandria chapter is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
KAYT Lake Charles 100.1.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to see who fumed you had last Saturday.
Fume we had last Saturday. We had some lady fume last Saturday.
Week before that, did you have a Smith down there?
What's her name?
Smith, I can't think of the first name.
The last name was what?
Smith.
Let me see.
And within the last month or so. Hello?
We had a Wilbur Smith.
When you had, was that?
We cremated him.
And then nobody even called.
Yes, ma'am, hold your line.
All right.
Yeah, we cremated.
Nobody called me and told me nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Cause Wilbur was my neighbor.
Yes, we
cremated. And I had went out of town to visit my boy.
Yeah.
And came back and I noticed that he wasn't out there in the yard.
Yeah, we
and
cremated.
Y'all done cremated Wilbur.
Yeah, we done cremated.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Where the ashes?
Ma'am.
Where's the ashes?
When what?
The ashes. What they do with the ashes?
The family got them.
Which family member do Blue got them?
I don't know, ma'am.
Lord, why somebody didn't call me and tell me that they been cremated with them?
Yeah, they cremated. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord, Jesus, Lord, they didn't tell me!
All right.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
Oh, we got about 10 in here, ma'am.
Well, which one's going to be the... I knew Wilbur, but I'm just going to try to go to another funeral to make up for his.
Yes.
And who y'all having down there? Y'all got anything going at 1 o'clock Saturday?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Will you have anything coming up?
I don't know yet. They're making arrangements now.
What's the next funeral you got coming up?
We got a funeral Saturday at 1 o'clock.
That's what I
asked. Mount Calvary Baptist Church.
And what's the name on it?
Miss Annie Mae Barkley.
Me? Oh, Lord Jesus! Oh, Lord. Ain't nobody called me and told me she dead.
All right.
Oh, he's a wonder in my.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel. Yeah.
is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.